Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for today's message is a gospel reading from St. Luke, the 14th chapter. And since the lectionary, that little book over there, didn't give you the whole reading, I will finish it. He said to the man who had invited him, "When you give a dinner or a banquet, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return and you be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you'll be blessed because they cannot repay you. You'll be repaid at the resurrection of the just." Thus our text. In a movie several years ago, a son-in-law had a challenging father-in-law. Can any of you relate? The father-in-law made this motion to the son-in-law. Okay, we know what that means. I'm watching you. If you messed up, look out, because I'm watching you. Well, in our gospel reading for today, Jesus is invited to the house of a prominent Pharisee for the Sabbath day meal. He hasn't been invited to be honored or thanked, but so that the lawyers and the Pharisees can watch him. A malicious kind of watching. They're always watching Jesus, waiting for him to say something wrong or do something wrong so they could destroy him. But they aren't the only ones who are watching on this particular day. Jesus is watching them too. But he's not watching for the opportunity to destroy, but for the opportunity to teach. To teach what it means to truly love in accordance with God's will. To teach what it means to keep the commandments, to love your neighbor as yourself. So as Jesus is watching them on this day, he challenges them with three tests that reveal the true nature of their self-serving hearts and also the true nature of Christ's own self-giving heart. Test number one, when the Pharisees see a person with a problem, what do they see? Well, the first test involves a sick man, a man with dropsy. We don't know why he's there, but the sick and the lame are always finding and looking for Jesus. But Jesus, watching for the opportunity to help and to heal, asks the Pharisees this question: is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not? To the Pharisees, who had twisted the Sabbath regulations so that the Sabbath day was no longer a day of rest for God's people, it was now a day with even more burdens for God's people, the answer is no, it is not lawful to heal on the Sabbath. It's work to heal on the Sabbath. You see, previously in Luke, when Jesus had healed another man on the Sabbath, he was strongly criticized. In fact, one of the Pharisees even said to the people who came to Jesus on the Sabbath for healing, "There are 6 days in which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day." The Pharisees saw a man with suffering and in need, but they refused to help, because they were watching out for themselves. They didn't want to be accused of doing anything wrong on the Sabbath, of breaking their own Sabbath day rules. Rules that focused on what to do and what not to do, rather than focusing on what God had done for his people. Truly, that is what the Sabbath rest was all about. To hear and receive the blessings of God. But these people cared more for their phony regulations than for God's greater commandment to love your neighbor as yourself. Now their actions sound cold and unloving to us, but maybe that's because we don't actually apply their actions to our lives. We're always watching, aren't we? What are we watching for? Do we compromise our Christian beliefs in the public realm because we're afraid that people are watching us? Would we rather do what is right in our own eyes than what is right in God's eyes because we are concerned that people are watching us? When we see someone in need, do we criticize them for not having a job rather than looking for an opportunity to help? Are there people that we consider beneath us so that we don't even pay attention to them? So do we watch for ways to serve God, or do we watch for ways to serve ourselves? Well, Jesus slices right through the Pharisees' self-deceptions and our self-deceptions. He points to the true problem. If it served their interests, if it was to their advantage to help someone in need, they would act. If it was their ox or their son that was in trouble, they would look for a way to help, even if it was on the Sabbath. They would break their own rules if it was of advantage to them. When confronted with this reality, the Pharisees are silent. Their hearts remain hard. They will not repent. And they do nothing for the man with dropsy. It's simply not in their hearts to love this neighbor. But Jesus sees someone he loves. Jesus sees someone who needs his love, and he acts immediately. Jesus isn't afraid to work on the Sabbath. He isn't afraid to garner the anger of the Pharisees. Because Jesus loves this man more than he loves himself, or his reputation, or his comfort and security. Perhaps that's why we're not bold to confess our Christian faith in the public, why we don't take out our time or resources to help those in need, why we would rather be entertained than be devoted to God's word on the Lord's day. We love ourselves too much to suffer the scrutiny of being Christians, or to suffer the loss of resources to help those in need, or to stop being entertained for just a moment so that we can listen to the word of God. And for this reason, we need Jesus to watch us and to help us. Now, if Jesus watched us with this same kind of condemning eye, looking for opportunities to criticize and condemn us, well, he'd have plenty to see, wouldn't he? And we would be in trouble, and we would deserve it. But Jesus doesn't watch us like this. Jesus watches us with a gracious eye. An eye that seeks to help and save. He sees our sin. He sees the hardness of our selfish hearts, and he doesn't delay in helping us. Yes, part of that help is to show us our sins. To put the law in front of our faces like a mirror, so that we see what we are really like. Just as he did the Pharisees. So that we repent. And then he doesn't delay in helping us, in forgiving us, in restoring us as God's children. Even when we continue making excuses for not loving God fully and not loving our neighbors as ourselves. Jesus watches us, but with an eye toward forgiveness. Test 2, when the Pharisees see their peers, what do they see? When they see people that they consider their equals, what do they see? Well, the Pharisees failed the first test. Jesus tests them again. This time he reveals how they see themselves in relationship to others and how they treat others. He's watching them. He observes how the Pharisees jockeyed for the most prominent places at the dinner table. The more prominent the Pharisee, the greater the seat of honor that he sought for himself. Well, when you have a high regard for yourself, you watch for opportunities to beat your own drum. Is that not true? Yes, that's true. Okay? To the Pharisees, people weren't people. They were steps on the ladder that they walked on to climb to greater wealth and prestige. You see, this is what they did. The Pharisees didn't see human beings as people to be loved, but they saw them as competitors, as people that they have either surpassed in honor or people that they need to surpass in honor. But Jesus points out how this kind of self-love can lead to a downfall. Pride goes before a fall. One day, someone else will be exalted and they will be humiliated. Right? Someone once said, watch out, because the people you stepped on to get up the ladder are the people you're going to pass on the way down. But this is how the kingdom of God works. In God's kingdom, God does the exalting. Thus, everyone who exalts himself will be humbled. And he who humbles himself will be exalted. Jesus demonstrates that the divine way to love is to love others and put others before yourself. This is the way Jesus lived his earthly life, isn't it? He who sat at the right hand of God, who knew the glory and power and majesty of heaven, he left that glory and majesty and power to humble himself and become a human being. But Jesus didn't even enter this world as a human being, as a king or a rich man or a powerful CEO. He became a poor man, born to a poor virgin, living in a backwater town. He further humbled himself by suffering and dying on the cross. He gave his life on that tree in our place because of his great love for us. This is love. Giving oneself is love. And Jesus did this even for people who love only themselves, who don't deserve God's grace, so that through his love, we might become like him. It's so simple. We love because God first loved us. And we see that love hanging on a tree. And test number three, when the Pharisees see an opportunity to do good, who really benefits? Why would they do good in the first place? In the final test, Jesus watches the host to reveal what the true nature of his apparent generosity is. Jesus said to him, "When you give a dinner or a banquet, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return and you be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you'll be blessed, because they cannot repay you. You'll be repaid at the resurrection of the just." Well, obviously, the host of this party, to garner power and influence for himself, everyone at that party now owed him a favor. And think of the accolades he would receive if Jesus would trip up and make a mistake right there in his house. The host is watching out for himself. He does good. He hosts a party. He feeds his friends to advance his own career. And Jesus sees right through his motivation. He only invites the people that are going to enrich himself. Well, cocktail parties, big dinners, even Christmas celebrations aren't about helping the poor and the disadvantaged, are they? But they're about advancing your own career, rubbing elbows with the right kind of people or the people that you like. But Jesus said, when you have a party, invite the people who can't repay you, who don't look like you, who aren't in your income bracket. That's not easy to do, is it? Jesus' words make us uncomfortable because they reveal the nature of our hearts. Yet at the same time, his words call on us to go outside of our comfort zones and love as Jesus loves us. That kind of love requires sacrifice, and sacrificial love isn't natural to human beings. Jesus must teach it, and he must empower it within us, because we by nature love ourselves. Jesus must help us love others. He must teach us to watch out for opportunities to help others without the expectation of reward, return, or even thanks. For in that way we are truly like Christ, who said, "Whatever you did to the least of these, my brothers, you did unto me." This is the kind of love with which the Savior loves us. It's something that we Christians need to be reminded of every day. That Jesus loved us with a sacrificial love. What he did on the cross, we can never repay him for it. And Jesus doesn't expect that we repay him at the same level he gave to us. But he does desire that we take the love that he has given to us and give that love to others. That's why God has blessed us. Blessed us with time and with abilities and with financial and physical resources so that we can be the embodiment of God's love in this world where love has grown cold and dark. That is what Jesus has given to us, if his love empowers us to do through his love. Because Jesus' love watches out for us, we don't have to worry about watching out for ourselves. Because we are already seated with Christ in the highest seats of honor, we don't have to worry about our standing before human beings. Our standing before God is assured and far greater. And because we know that God has already taken care of our body, its needs, and our life and its needs, well, we can then watch for opportunity to share our blessings with others, not expecting anything in return, because we are already rich beyond measure in Christ, a richness that will be revealed on the day of resurrection. In Jesus' name, amen.